I'll call the September 1st Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you'd like to say. Anybody wishing to speak? And Patrick, make sure the microphone's on, please.
Hello?
There you go.
Patrick Leon, 7836 West Winston Way. I'm a member of the Plan Commission and the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals, but I'm here to speak as a citizen here at Franklin. I am here to speak about Ballpark Commons, or excuse me, let me correct myself, Milky Way Theater, and the item number 2 from the reports and recommendations. I am already on record as a member of the Plan Commission as supportive of the restrictions to be placed upon them. I am also very supportive of Milky Way, Ballpark Commons in general, and believe that it does a great service to this community and provides a form of entertainment, especially in a summer where we don't have as many. A lot of this is repeated, but I wanted to emphasize it tonight. One of the comments I wanted to make is that while I am supportive of both these things, I think that it is important to take the concerns, the valid concerns of the neighbors, the light and noise pollution that they have experienced. I believe it is most important for either the owner of or employees of the operator to be receptive to those comments, whether in a venue like this or other venues, including social media. I think it is not helpful when there is an appearance, at least, of the operators being dismissive of some of the concerns or critical of those who make or address their concerns. I would ask that anyone involved with the operations of it consider these things and the image that comes across that makes it appear that they do not take seriously the concerns of their neighbors immediately to the west and then likely in Greendale and other places where there can be sound heard from the speakers. So again, I support the resolution personally. I do believe that the restrictions are reasonable. I think a number of cases have been made for it in these chambers and in other places, but I do genuinely and fully support Ballpark Commons, the Milky Way Drive-In Theater, and all their efforts up to this point and in their planning going forward to provide this type of entertainment to not only residents of Franklin, but people from the area. I just ask them as operators to make a bit better effort than I have seen to take seriously and consider the concerns of their neighbors. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Kerner, good evening. I did get your call today. Good.
Thank you, Mayor. Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. It's all about noise, disruptive noise, and it doesn't have to be that way. You know, if my neighbor had a party and it lasted at 2 in the morning one time, it's no big deal. But this is every night, or just about every night. I can't even have the grandkids stay over right now because I don't know what night it's going to be disruptive or whatever. You know, you all went to drive-in theaters when you were younger. You hung that little box on your window and you listened to the movie. And you planned your time to go out and use the restroom or whatever when there was intermission. So there is no need to broadcast this beyond an FM station in the car. And I wouldn't see, or I wouldn't guess there would be any less attendance or more attendance. So the Planning Commission, they talked a couple weeks ago about broadcasting R-rated movies over the sound system. And the one commissioner was appalled by it, and he actually previewed the upcoming weekend's movies. And he said it was a pretty harsh R-rated movie. And, you know, we're adults here. We've seen the movies, but we don't need that broadcast live in our backyards. And I thank you for the time. And we're just trying to be good neighbors to one another and just take the sound down and think of everybody else, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Good evening, Mrs. Knoll.
Hello, Naomi Knoll, 8610 West Hawthorne Lane. I'd like to talk about noise invasion and about promises. But first, I'd like you to ask you to postpone any decision regarding the drive-in theater until the sound study results are in. And then I'm all for having all sound music that plays before the movie itself, and announcements and things that are done that go through car radios instead of the announcements, the PA system or the sound system that they have there. In fact, as I was leaving to come here, something's going on over there that was coming through into my yard. I don't know what it was, but I could hear it. Okay, first of all, noise invasion, the umbrella bar. I haven't put in any complaint about that for quite a while. The first couple of years of the umbrella bar, I didn't hear sound at all. And then about 2 years ago, late summer, I started hearing just the bass sound. So every time there's live music at the umbrella bar, the bass sound goes through every single corner of my house for 4 hours. And as you know, a bass sound in music, there's only a few different notes and it's kind of the same thing over and over again. I don't watch much TV. I turned on the radio real loud. I could still hear it through that. It just, something about the sound that just reverberates through every part of the house. Okay, the stadium noise invasion. Music before and after the game, at least a half hour. Announcements, ads, advertisements. The play-by-play of the game, including lots of weird, strange noises. Play-by-play of competitive games between innings, all blasting into my yard and the neighbor's yard. The drive-in, there's music at least a half hour before. I've never been there before, but I know all this because I hear it in my yard. Movies are played through the speakers. I can hear it all, sometimes very loud. One Sunday, there were 11 straight hours of noise coming into my yard. It started at 12 o'clock with music. Then there was the ball game blasting while I was having family over, sitting outside trying to talk, and we could hardly hear each other speaking. Then there was more music. Then came two separate movies. From 12 o'clock noon until 11 o'clock at night, that's what we heard in our yard. Promises. For years, time after time, our neighbors were very concerned about the light and the sound that was going to come through from the baseball things that were going to be built. And we had asked, we were very concerned about the light and the sound, and there were problems with the light, even though we were promised that there wouldn't be problems. Then we were asking for sound and a sound study. Finally, we were promised a sound study and told that we would get a sound study and nothing would happen until the sound study was done. Well, the baseball stadium's up, there's ball games, and I heard that there was no sound study and the sound is blasting through our neighborhood constantly. Promises made, promises broken. This is why we're really upset.
Thank you, Mr. Knoll. Anyone else?
Hello, Danella McAdams, 8735 West Hawthorne Court. I think that the whole complex is very nice. I am not against it. However, the noise, as everybody has mentioned, is definitely an issue. Last meeting, somebody had said the number of complaints that were recorded. I think people are just sick of not being heard and not calling. It's a nuisance, the sound. And again, I'm not against it. I'm against the sound. So the whole neighborhood and obviously the people here, it's an interruption. On Sunday night, I was laying in bed reading, beautiful night, windows open. I had to close them. There was music. And when it first started, when it was the umbrella bar, I thought, okay, I can put up with this. But now with the baseball and the drive-in, it's all the time. And so I think it's ridiculous that we are still here talking about sound after all this time when the ordinance in a neighborhood is 50 decibels and we're at 79. I was working in my office, my home office, before I came here. Windows are open. I heard music again. I had to close the music. I recorded it. So if anybody would like to hear where on here you can hear birds and stuff, you can hear what it is at this time, and it'll go until whenever the function is over for the night. Would anyone like to hear it?
Just play it into the microphone.
It is on here, just wait. Hold on. You probably can't, can you hear it? You can hear birds. I don't know why you can't hear it now. I'm here. Well, you could hear it. You can hear it. I don't know why it's not picking up on here.
I would vouch for the sound being on the cell phone. It's me over here.
Oh.
I've heard it many times. I've heard many, many recordings on cell phones, so I have no doubt that what she has there is a recording of the sound.
Yeah. I don't know why. Anyway, so when we were coming here, I wanted to stop to see what was going on, and there must be a movie tonight because the sound is coming from the drive-in, and there's people that are in the parking lot. So again, I'm not against the whole complex. It's just that the noise, you know, it's ridiculous at this point. Thank you.
My name is James Rutlevich. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I've been a citizen of Franklin for 30-some years. I raised 5 children, 3 of which are surgeons and physicians now. My problem is I've sent 2 letters to you, everyone on the council, as well as the mayor, concern my concerns about this whole project. Not only the sound, but the project itself. It is a financial disaster. We tried to tell you this, but you people did not listen. You rushed the project through. The sound that was changed, the decibel level, is, as an orthopedic surgeon, I deal with a lot of workman's comp cases. At 80 decibels, OSHA says you have to protect your ears. Otherwise, you'll have permanent hearing auditory damage. Now, these poor people, I'm not at that close, but I still, at times where I live, I can hear it if the wind is right. So I can only imagine what it's like next to these people. The group itself is arrogant. They don't take, they neglect to take care of the neighbors. You want to be a good neighbor. You have, their answer to the problem of the solution is, quote, turn up the volume. The man who was a former alderman here was rude, and he treated the people with disrespect, including you council members. And he had he admitted he was carrying the water for the group. Now he has a membership in that group. The problem is, I'm not sure how to solve this problem. Mayor Olson, you were there You said there was not a problem. You couldn't do anything about it. There is a nice article in Urban News today about you and this whole problem. This is a disaster. And you guys, it's thrown right at your footsteps right now, Mayor. I expected leadership from you when I voted for you. And I didn't see it. And there's people on this council right now that are getting financial success. They're wearing two hats. They're voting, but they also have a financial interest in the rock. How can you do that? Ethically, it stinks. Also, there's $500,000 in the finance committee that is being asked to be advanced for debt that cannot be paid by the rock. We already advanced them $5 million. My taxes went up. I don't mind paying taxes, especially if it goes for school or education. But this was a boondoggle, and it didn't have to be. And everyone who was on this council should have the mark of Cain, because you were the guys that wouldn't listen to us. In fact, somebody made a comment on the council that was overheard that these citizens here, when we get here, are a bunch of ignorant crazies. Let me tell you, these people here are well-educated. They could meet your education on a council, or maybe even better. And I can tell you, as a physician, I can certify they're not crazy, but they're concerned. And I'm not sure how we're going to solve this thing. But let me tell you, it's in the letter. If you guys vote any more money towards this boondoggle project, which is a financial failure, I'm going to ask the district attorney to look into it to see whether there's any criminal charges, and I will head a recall election of the members on this council, including you, Mayor. I voted for you, but I'm disappointed in your leadership and the leadership of this council. Thank you.
Hi there, Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. I want to start my comment with sincere appreciation for the Planning Commission and the members, especially Patrick Leon and Dandria and the mayor, for actually having a very nice discussion regarding the sound issues at this location. I think that has been needed for years, and I truly appreciate that there's been a discussion. Having said that, I want to clarify that the application indicates that there's no adverse impact on the surrounding communities. And I want to know, where is the proof regarding that? Just writing something in an application doesn't make it fact. And it's pretty clear to me from, I'm sure you've received emails and phone calls, and even the people in the audience, there's obviously clear proof that there is an adverse impact. And that cannot be ignored anymore. The developer needs to be held accountable for the statements he makes and the contracts that he is committed to. I think something that needs to be examined is how this all came to be is regarding the sound. Was there a sound study done? No. Did the Common Council review the sound design plan and approve that? I have not seen any plans on any meeting diagram or anything like that. I can see site plans, drawings, renderings for buildings, lighting plans. There is no information anywhere regarding the sound design. I think that is just outrageous. That impacts so many people's lives, and it needs to be addressed, and people should know that there's a speaker pointed directly at the residential neighborhood. And I want to know if the Common Council did review this, you know, sound system design, and they saw that there was a speaker pointed towards the residential district. Why didn't they stop it?